I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known.
Listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada We just came back there from a very unknown band known as the Beatles.
You did the joke again.
I'm sorry. Okay. We had a set there celebrating 60th anniversaries of two albums, one by the Beatles, Beatles for Sale, the UK version, and then the Zombies' debut. Not debut. Yes, debut.
It was their debut.
Debut self-titled.
So it's interesting. Okay, let's go through the Beatles first, and then I have a little bit of an interesting story to recount about this debut record from the Zombies, which wasn't actually meant to be their debut.
Okay.
So again, Beatles for Sale, their fourth UK record and probably their seventh overall with all the compilations and US editions. I argue it's their first great record, as we heard with that opening trifecta of songs. It's a 1-2-3 punch of such introspection and surprisingly mature songcraft compared to what came before. And not to say there were not great songs coming out from the Beatles before, but these were not the ballads or the party songs that people were used to. There was a lot more, as I said, introspection, self-awareness, doubt encroaching in there.
Darkness.
And a lot of darkness, as we heard in that song, Babies in Black. We also heard I'm a Loser and No Reply. Again, these are all songs that are credited to both Lennon and McCartney. So again, continuing on that harmonious songwriting that they were known for up until their schism that would develop as the band fractured.
And then it went away again.
And then it went away again, yes.
Yeah. And they became friends again.
That's how it went, right?
Yeah. So before those songs, we heard three songs from The Zombies, as mentioned, from their debut. We'll mention the song titles, and then you can give us this little anecdote about the album. We heard Work and Play, and then we heard I Don't Want to Know, and then we started off with Tell Her No.
So the interesting thing about this was that The Zombies had a double hit back in 64. It was with She's Not There and Tell Her No, which we did hear, which both became pretty successful songs over in the U.S. Now, with that said, they were in the midst of recording what was going to be their debut record that was going to be released in the U.K., which was titled Begin Here. The reason they titled it Begin Here was because the U.S. Subsidiary of the label found the recording sessions that were already completed that had yet to be finished and mastered for that next record that was going to come out, their official debut. So they put that together along with B-sides and the singles they had released and rushed out this debut record for The Zombies, simply titled The Zombies, on the back of the success of these songs, She's Not There and Tell Her No. So in their own way, The Zombies took a little bit of a jab at the record company, saying Begin Here was the title of their UK debut record because they wanted people to know that's their actual record, Begin Here, not with the US release. Which, and you know, I do understand artistic, like, privilege to have that. I do think this is a stronger record than the UK Begin Here record, and it does feature both these fantastic songs and so many more. The Zombies, again, a fantastic group that was on par with the likes of the Beatles, the Kinks, the Stones, and really should have been bigger than they ended up being, but for a number of factors, never quite reached that level of success, despite having a number of classic songs. But yeah, with that said, two fantastic records, both celebrating 60th anniversaries.
Our next set is going to get a little noisier before it slows down a bit. We're going to play a selection of some Windsor bands, and also just want to mention the Frogger Fest 3 that's currently ongoing right now, the Fog Lounge in Meteor. You can get tickets. You can show up at any of those locations and see a lot of the great bands that are playing. One of the bands in this set...
You can loiter outside if you want to.
Yeah, we encourage loitering. Don't tell Tom we said that. And then James Owen and the Villains we're going to hear in this set, and they're playing their first show in quite some time. I believe they did play earlier this year, but... they're going to be playing a set along with a lot of other really cool bands that we strongly recommend you go check out. We're going to start off this next set, though, with a song from Psychic Void's second album, which is called Skeleton Paradise, one of our favorites. And we're going to hear another one of our favorites from this album, the song Denim Daddy, here, only on Revolution Rock.
Smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
kind of love those beautiful evenings where you hear the birds chirp and the crickets sing their songs. That's so, so wonderful, isn't it, David? Here on this December Saturday evening.
Yeah, it reminds me of simpler times.
You mean of summer?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Dave, we went there back to the past, actually, a bit with that last release from an EP all the way back in 2010 by our own great What Seas, What Shores.
Yes, Pave the Oceans, the B-side of the Cordyceps EP. Basically, it was a single, but when you bought it, you got a couple extra tracks, which made it an EP, all the way back in 2010. They had an album out, I think, in 2016, but haven't really done anything since. And if anyone from What Seas is listening, please play more. We love you. Before that,
music specifically, not someone else's.
Yes, we like all the bands they do, let's be honest, because they're all great.
Oh, I just meant, like, just don't put on a CD. We mean, like, actually play music.
Yes, yes, or make some more music. Another band we love that we play quite often, actually this whole set, we love all these bands.
And all Windsor bands, too, we should mention.
Yeah.
Windsor and surrounding area.
James Earl and the Villains from their full length On the Banks of the Detroit River, going all the way back to 2014, another really great album. We heard a slower track from this one called Late Night Drive.
You know what's interesting? We talk about anniversaries. 10-year anniversary for this record.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Congratulations, James. Don't you feel aged now?
What we can say is they may be playing a couple songs from this tonight at Frogger Fresh?
I love that.
Frogger Fresh 3.
Frogger Fest 3. The Foggening.
The freshiest. No, Frogger Fest... Frogger Fest 3.
Thank you.
Which I don't know why it was so difficult to say, but I got it out of there, and I said it, and I'm proud of myself, really. But it's happening right now at Fog Lounge in the Meteor, University Avenue. Go see these cool bands. James O'Well, I believe, are playing around 11 at Fog. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. We recommend you go check it out. Before that, we heard music from...
Cellos. We heard something from the Great Leap Backwards. Definitely one of our favorite songs, respectively, for this Demagogue. It's going back all the way to 2017. And we started things off there with a track from Psychic Void's 2019 release, Skeleton Paradise, Denim Daddy.
We're going to start off the next set with actually a request for Brady and Carly and...
Ben the Koala.
And the Koala. Thanks for tuning in all the way from Australia. We're going to play a track by The Skeggs to start off this next set. We're also going to hear new music from King Khan, The Discarded Horse Chops, and The Bug Club in this next set. So stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CGM 99.1 FM, and this is music from The Skeggs.
you're civilized.